Warm Christian greetings, friends. This is George Sanchez, and I'm very grateful and delighted to have this opportunity to be with you in this way. During these sessions, we're going to be considering the biblical principles of interpersonal relationships. There'll be periods of discussion, and then there'll be periods of listening to what I would like to express on the various subjects that you'll be discussing. Your group leader will explain how this functions. My prayer is that the biblical truth and insights the Spirit of God gives you will lead you to a new, broad place of personal freedom in Christ. Allow me to leave this particular verse with you as my desire for you. It's found in Romans, the 15th chapter, and verse 13, and this is what it says. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. These findings that I would like to share with you in the area of interpersonal relationships are truths that have come to my attention as I've been involved with very many people in counseling situations, particularly in the area of husband and wife relationships and people living together, a couple of girls sharing an apartment or a couple of fellows sharing an apartment, or in working relationships in the offices and various places in shops. In other words, as I've been involved with people, counseling them in the way they develop and grow spiritually, and particularly in these areas of interpersonal relationships, certain things have come to my attention over and over again. And these are the things that I'd like to share with you during these times together. Now, I want to point something out to you that's very important. And that is that as we look at these principles, I want you to remember that they have to be applied to every relationship. Now, that might be the relationship with your husband or your wife, or it might be the relationship with your parent or with your child. It might be a relationship with a brother or a sister in your family, or a brother or a sister in Christ. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that these are principles. And even though we don't speak to every one of these relationships in our time together, the principles must be applied in all of those relationships if we are going to know the truth of the freedom that God wants us to have and the fulfillment that He wants us to have in our relationships with one another in all of these areas. Now, back to the husband and wife relationship a moment. I'd like to point out that there is a dual relationship here in that particular area. At least that's the name that I give it, the dual relationship. Now, what I mean is, if you draw a triangle, and at the top of that triangle you put the Lord Jesus Christ, the name, and then down in one corner you put the husband, and in the other corner you put the wife, imagine that bottom line as being the marriage line. They are related in marriage, and there are certain principles that must be applied in that relationship, and the Bible speaks to those very clearly in passages like the one in Ephesians 5, and then in Colossians 3, and in 1 Peter 3. And there are other scattered passages through the Scripture that deal with the husband and wife relationship, but there aren't that many things that the Bible says about the husband and wife relationship. And yet there are many, many areas that have to be dealt with. Now, how do we do that? Well, that's where this dual relationship comes in. You see, this Christian husband and wife that are represented by these two corners down there at the bottom of your triangle are also related to Jesus Christ. And in that relationship to Jesus Christ, they're related to one another as members of the body of Christ. So, all of the principles of interpersonal relationships that apply to the body of Christ must be applied in the marriage relationship as well. And this is why I call it a dual relationship, related as husband and wife, but also as members of the body of Christ. And that would be true of a number of these other relationships that we've talked about as well. Now, the first primary point that we want to look at is that the concept of the body in the Scriptures, the body of Christ, the concept of the body would lead us to understand that interpersonal relationships are foundational to New Testament teaching. The body functions on the basis of how we relate to one another. And we'll see that more and more as we go through these times together. But first of all, consider with me Romans 15, 5 and 6 to start with. It tells us there what God's desire and purpose is in this matter of relationships. He says, "May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now that is a clear statement of the purpose and the plan of God for you and for me in this matter of relationships. Consider also John 13, 34 and 35. Some of you have memorized that passage, and that's an excellent passage to keep in mind. Jesus said that we are to love one another as He loves us. But more important in that passage, He says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." That's the importance that God places on this matter of relationship. "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, well and good, as I have loved you." And then he goes on and he says, "By this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." That is the importance that God gives this matter of interpersonal relationships and demonstrating love toward one another. Now I know that you must have recognized and noted there that he says this is a basic quality of discipleship. Today, many people are talking about discipleship, and we're all concerned about being good disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. Well, here is one of the primary qualities right out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ as to how we can be good disciples, and that is to love one another. So we see the desire and the purpose of God. But there's one other thing I want to point out. In this concept of the body and how we relate to one another, we see that interpersonal relationships are also basic to the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation. Now that's a big word. But what it means is bringing two people together that are not getting along, that are having difficulties in their relationship in one way or another. Now, the first level of reconciliation that we want to consider, and I know you remember this very, very well, but it's in 2 Corinthians 5:19. And it says this, "God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself." Jesus Christ came to reconcile man to God. He came so that you and I, who were at odds with God, we were not getting along with God. There were things in the way of our fellowship with God, namely sin. And Jesus Christ came and died on the cross that He might reconcile us to God, so that we might experience the life and the freedom that God wants us to have and be part of His family and enjoy the blessings of that relationship. And that's the most important concept of reconciliation. God reconciling man to Himself through Jesus Christ. But in Ephesians 2, 14 through 16, we also see that there is another concept in the area of reconciliation. Note what it says, Ephesians 2, 14 through 16. "For He is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in His flesh the law of commandments and ordinances, that He might create in Himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end." Now you notice he uses the words hostility twice. In this passage, Paul was talking about the relationship between the Jew and the Gentile, and there was a lot of hostility there. But you see, The principle applies to any relationship between any two people or any two groups of people. In that case, it was the Jew and the Gentile. But what God is saying is that another very important part of the ministry of reconciliation of Jesus Christ was to tear down the walls of hostility that exist between people, between you and someone else, between me and someone else, between a husband and a wife, between a father and a child, to tear down the walls of hostility and let them enjoy the reality of the relationship that God wants them to have.